This week's Torah portion, Pinchas, continues with the story which began at the end of last week's parsha. There, the Torah relates how the Jewish people, when they were living in Shittim, began to behave immorally with non-Jewish women, and as a result of this, a plague broke out among them. And it was Pinchas, the grandson of Aaron, who stepped in, physically stopping the immoral behavior, and thereby turning the plague away from the Jewish people. And although Pinchas had been born before Aaron was appointed the Kohen, and although he was a grandson, he therefore was not in the priestly family, nevertheless, his reward is described at the beginning of this week's parsha, that he is told that he and all his descendants thereafter, eternally, will become members of the priestly tribe, in reward for his having stepped in and having the plague turned away from the Jewish people. There is a somewhat puzzling point in this story when we compare Pinchas with Moses himself, that Moses also on numerous occasions stepped in and had various plagues and various punishments put away and removed from the Jewish people, reached the same as in the story of the golden calf. Nevertheless, we do not find Moses being rewarded that his children also should reach the same level as he. In fact, our sages tell us that the opposite is true, that Moses requested that his son inherit his position as head of the Jewish people. Yet we find that it was not handed down from Moses to his son, but handed on to Yehoshua, who was completely from a different tribe. When it comes to Pinchas, however, as a reward for his having removed the plague, he is rewarded for an eternal covenant, as the Torah tells us, for all of his children. Why is there such a difference? Chassidic philosophy explains that there was a basic difference between the way that Pinchas served God and the way that Moshe served God. Moses primarily served God with his soul in spiritual things. And therefore we find that even when it came to self-sacrifice, Mesiras Nefesh for the Jewish people, he told Hashem that if you will not spare the Jewish people, then erase me from the Torah. Mecheni no misifrecha. He sacrificed himself spiritually. Not that he was unwilling to sacrifice his physical life, but that was not his main stress. His main stress was on the spiritual. When it came to Pinchas, however, he was mainly concerned with taking spiritual things and bringing them down to purify the physical. And therefore, when it came to his Mesiras Nefesh, his self-sacrifice, he put himself in physical danger, as the Torah relates that the entire tribe of Shimon tried to kill Pinchas. And the reason he put himself in such a precarious physical position is that this was his primary object, and his primary thrust in serving God was to take the physical world and his physical body and purify it. This can also be expressed in the type of action that they both did in order to take the plague away. That when Moses wanted to accomplish this, he did it through prayer, a spiritual pursuit, whereas Pinchas did it through action, which is more in the physical realm. It is for this reason, Hasidic philosophy explains, that Pinchas could have his gift carried on for all generations, whereas Moses' position was not. Since Moses dealt primarily on a spiritual level, the physical remained relatively unaffected. It was for this reason that his service did not have the same permanence as that of Pinchas, because he did affect things on a spiritual level, but he did not convert completely the physical, and therefore it could not last for all generations. It was Pinchas whose service transformed and permeated not only the spiritual realm of the world, but also the physical realm of the world. It was his service which could have permanence and be drawn out for all generations. And this is the personal lesson for us from Parshas Pinchas, that we must occupy ourselves not only in spiritual pursuits in a Jewish way, through prayer and study and so on, but when it comes to the physical world, in our business dealings and so on, in these things also, we must have our everyday actions permeated with holiness. And even on a deeper level, it is not only for ourselves we must try to bring more holiness into our lives, but we must reach out to all possible realms of Jewish society to reach Jews who are far from Torah and mitzvahs and reach out to them and try to bring them closer to the Torah. As the sages say in Pirkei Avos, be among the students of Hillel that love all of the creatures of God and bring them close to the Torah.